We've never done anything like that before. We totally could have won if you were on your game. Hey, I held up my end. The category that messed us up was that crypto stuff. I was very impressed with your answers during the history round. But I think the quizmaster was more impressed with my answers for the lightning round. Who knew that my obscure Harrison Ford knowledge would come in handy? American Graffiti is a classic, and he probably never would have been Han Solo or Indiana Jones had he not landed that role. Everybody loves to talk about Leonardo DiCaprio and Scorsese, but only a fair few talk about Harrison Ford and George Lucas. I was on a date last week where a guy couldn't stop bragging about how Leo had the right mindset about dating, you know, with the age limit. His logic was that Leo was cutting them loose before they'd waste any time, and I guess I saw his point, but I was also like, I can't tell anyone my real age or I might lose clients. Oh, he wasn't that bad. I've actually been really lucky to have a ton of good dates. I'm building up somewhat of a reputation for being a fun, romantical girl. I don't really know how or why, but maybe just because I'm so awkward, I force myself to just push forward. Thank you for letting me order dessert to go. I was so full after dinner. You're a very good eater, by the way. Is that weird to say? Well, sometimes I'm around picky eaters and I feel bad if I'm like sucking on crab's legs and just cracking through the shells with a bib on and they've got like a salad or soup. Not that there's anything wrong with either of those dishes. It's just, do I offer some of my food? Is it rude or maybe tempting them to eat something that they know that they shouldn't indulge in? I kind of think that if they're already with me, maybe I'm all the tempting and indulging they can take for a night. So I just have to quietly eat my food and try really hard to act like it isn't delectable. That's really why anytime after I have a good meal, I like to walk like this. It's nice when it's a chill night like tonight. And it's not too cold, thankfully. These jeans kind of hide the softness in the middle. I promise I work out. I just really like to eat. But if it's okay with you, we can sit here on this bench and we can share dessert. This looked like the best thing on the dessert menu. Yeah, totally worth it. Do you mind telling me why you asked for me again? And for this experience specifically? Mostly because I'm curious, but I'm also trying to figure all this out. My boss is great, but she doesn't really have a handle on, you know, things like user research or any of those things. Well, you seem like a blast to hang out with, so I don't know why you'd have to use a service like this. So this is a theme? Your partners get too busy? Uninterested? Like in what? Not being touched. Well, maybe that's just not their love language. I'm not trying to give you relationship advice. I just think you're kind of a catch. I love hanging out with you. I got super excited when I saw you on my schedule. And you're a very caring lover. Like, the way that you touched me, the way that you responded to my touch, I don't know. It just felt different. I feel like it's easy to give up in situations like that. Especially if you've been with someone for a long time. But you have me now. I wish there was a good protocol for, like, friend dates, you know? Sometimes I feel bad for charging people for what I do. But it does help me a ton. But it all seems to just go back into what I do. I've been spending a ton on lingerie and makeup and little costumes. I'm eating like this whole thing. That was delicious. You know, part of me wishes that you had better luck with girls. Just because you seem so sweet. Why shouldn't you have someone that makes you happy all the time? I'm making you happy right now. See? That's what I mean. You're very sweet. Do I taste extra sweet? What are you doing? You can't unbutton me while I'm in public. Yes, I'm already wet. We've waited long enough to have at each other, haven't we? Now that you've tasted me, should we get back to your place? I should get in your lap? Oh my god. You're being so bad. I don't think we're at the right park. Like, I don't think we're at a hookup park. I have some girlfriends that work those parks, and this is not one of them. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'll get in your lap. You're lucky these jeans have some stretch to them. Oh my god, you're so hard. We should just... I'll at least put my jacket over my lap. I won't get cold. Not this close to you. I'm not good at hiding when it feels good. You always feel good. I knew exactly where to touch me. This is what you miss. Making a girl feel good. This is the other part of me that's happy that I get to have you. Don't stop, Daddy. Don't stop. I don't want to cause any trouble. So I need your help not to come loudly. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Oh, that happened so fast. Should we try our luck? Should I pull my pants down a little? And you know, and grind on you till you come. Really? Okay. We have to be quick. I haven't had a police officer as a client yet, and I don't want to get my first sniped. I would totally do that to get you out of trouble. That's how much I like you. You are trouble. I'm breaking so many rules with you. And laws. This is what I've been looking forward to all night. You fit me perfectly. You hit all the right spots. Oh, let me suck on your fingers. The grind on you. Thank you, Daddy. I'm glad my top has easy access to my tits. Oh. all yours. Yes, I mean it. Oh, tonight, it's all about you and me. Come on, Daddy. Oh, please. Please come inside me. I need it. Just like I need you. Come for me. Come for me. Claim my pussy again. Keep your cum inside me. We can walk through the park that runs down my thigh and soaks through my jeans. Yes, come inside me. Yes. Yes. You made me do such crazy things. I don't even know how much time we have left. But I know that it isn't enough. You want to break more rules tonight? Okay. What do you have in mind? What? You mean, like, you want to book me for an extended girlfriend experience? Wait, you actually want to date me? Are you sure? Because I've been fucking a lot of guys. Like, professionally. I know that I'm doing that professionally with you, too. But, you know, my line of work. And I don't want you to regret this decision when I'm not warming your cock. I mean, I'd love to date you more seriously. I think that you're the bomb.com, but, you know, I'm just starting to build my client book. It just becomes complicated. We'll figure it out. Okay, how about this? Why don't we go to your place and maybe have round two and then sleep on it? We can talk about it over breakfast.